Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello, everybody!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everyone. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a green room interview segment with the late, great Dig Dale. Beth Riley brings another stellar tune from the Beach Boys catalog, and her Surf's Up, Beth's Beach Boys break. We'll drop a coin in the Jammin' James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. And we also get a trio of James Bond-themed tunes from Danny Amos and Twin Tones, Glenn Campbell, and Webb Wilder. We also play tracks from The Green Reflectors, Wondermints, Deke Dickerson and the Sex Phonics, Brian Wilson, The Reverbivores, The Neptunas, The Button Downs, The Men in Gray Suits, and still there's more. Starting us off is a group from the UK from their album Sun Worshipper. It's The Spiritones and the tune The Walnut Whip on Catching a Wave.
This is Adam.
This is Tom.
This is Jonathan.
And this is Tim. We are the Reverbivores, and you are listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
We'll be right back.
album The Reverbivores Watch TV. It's the tune Third Rail Power Trip. Hey, our Jam and James Jukebox Selection of the Week is coming up later in the show. You know their hit song from 1963, Hey Little Cobra, but what was the B-side? More info and that song coming up later. Up next, our James Bond theme segment. The James Bond movies are based on the books by Ian Fleming. The movies started in 1962 with Dr. No and continuing with No Time to Die in September 2021. We've got 007 theme tunes from Danny Amos and the Twin Tones, their take on Thunderball. Glenn Campbell does the James Bond theme, and starting us off, Webb Wilder and Goldfinger.
Hey now, this is Webb Wilder, last of the full-grown men, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with that ho-dad, Jammin' James Riley.
having a heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. Lots of great tunes and features on the way, including this great tune from Mr. Excitement, Deke Dickerson, and the Sexphonics, and the single, Morocco Twist.
Hi there, this is Deke Dickerson, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Let's do the Morocco Twist.
في بلاد هيا بنا جميعا نرقص على طاولة السرف على إيقاع موسيقى Morocco Twist.
Thank you.
Brian Wilson from his In the Key of Disney release, and a tune you remember from Toy Story, You've Got a Friend. Before that, a cover of a song that Brian originally produced for Glenn Campbell, a song called Guess I'm Dumb. This cover is from a band that became Brian's band later on, The Wonderments. Our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. Now, you know their 1963 single, Hey Little Cobra, but what's the B-side? It was written and produced by Terry Melcher and Bruce Johnston. That happened a couple of years before Bruce joined the Beach Boys. In fact, you can hear Bruce and Terry on the vocals as well. We've got that song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
Surf's up and
it's time for Surf's Up,
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one is a song from their 1971 album, Surf's Up. It was written by guitarist Carl Wilson and band manager Jack Riley. It features Carl Wilson on lead and backing vocals, guitar, bass guitar, piano and organ, and also percussion. It also has Brian Wilson and Bruce Johnston on backing vocals. Also featured on it are Charles Lloyd on saxophone and flute, and Woody Thews on percussion. Let's catch the party wave with Phil Flows. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys Break on Catching a Wave.
White, listening shadow.
Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's only in your mind. If you're in need of help, never fear. The men in gray suits are here. From the EP Shark Bait, here's Spicoli's Lament.
Thank you. the sea. Cruising on the boardwalk, follow the leaders, the gang. Listen to your talk, talk. Whitetail's calling your name. And see. Let's go on a picnic down to Devil's Den. I'll wear cherry lipstick and you'll be wearing a grin. And comme si, comme ça, 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 ça va.
That's the tune Secret of the Sea from Mermaid A Go-Go. That's the Neptunus. They were formed in 1994 and coming to us from Los Angeles, California. Also on the mix, the Green Reflectors from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia. And the album Tune Up. It's their song Coke Can Crab. Let's go relax in the green room.
Welcome to the green room. I'm catching the wave.
The green room is a term of surfer bliss when you're in the barrel of a wave flowing over you. Also the term of a backstage area for artists to relax. So we're combining the two. Time of interview bliss to hear some artists in various times and discussions. This is a guitar legend, the late great Dick Dale, talking about how he got his rhythm sound on the guitar.
And how I got my rhythm, I copied my rhythm from Gene Krupa on the strings. So I'd go like that, so people could know where every one beat is. Whereas other people, they just go, it's all the same.
Yeah.
I always go, so that way they can feel the imprint of the accentuation. And then that was the first time. That's why I wanted to make the big speakers with Leo Fender. That's why I needed the big power. I wanted my guitar to sound like Gene Krupa's drums. And that's how that came to be.
Yeah.
And so it was a mixture of the thick-bodied wood of the Stratocaster, the heavy-gauge strings, the Dick Dale output transformers, and the D130 15-inch JBL speakers, and the 3-foot-high by 2-feet-wide 12-inches deep cabinet. That combination makes my sound. Nothing else can. And when they designed output transformers, they only favored highs, mids, or lows. Never all together. When Leo wound the output transformer, which gives you your sound, your color, and the power, he made it so that it favored highs, mids, and lows together. There's no transformer out there right now, even with Marshall. Marshall loved the Leo Fender, and they followed his wiring to the T, but they don't have the color and the thickness of the sound. So, you know, all of these things are what I created with Leo, and of course I started using the reverb on my guitar to sustain the note, and that's it. But it's not related to surf.
Yeah.
Because once again, I got my rhythms and sound, my heavy percussion from Gene Krupa, and I got it from my, I had over 45 animals from all over the world. I had them all, mountain lions, I raised them from babies. I didn't put them in cages like zoos. They had 50-foot long pens that were 25 feet across. And whenever I'd come home, the mountain lion would go, wow, wanted me to come into the running pen with them, the cage with them, and everything to play with them. At nighttime, 5:30, my African lions would go, ooh, like that.
Yeah.
And I would do these things on my guitar, imitating my animal. And that's why I said, you know, Jurassic Park, you know, just like a pterodactyl, you know, and
sure.
That That's what I think of when I do those slides.
Yeah.
I think of all these animals that I had lived with for 35 years, and I made their calling sounds on my guitar with my hand. And then the next stage was, so the first stage was King Koopa. Second stage was my animals calling me. And the last and the third stage was me being chewed up in a damn wall wave and spit up and thrown out and spit up and thrown out and washed up unconscious on the beach. And the sound when I was in the curl and the roar. So that was an addition also. But the most associated with was the animals that it comes out of my guitar.
Yeah.
That's why the guitar was called, somebody named it the Beast.
Yeah.
It sounds like your beast.
Sure.
Hi, this is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man, Jammin' James Riley.
The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. And time now to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. The song this week is from 1963. Now you know their hit single, Hey Little Cobra, but what is the B-side? It was written and produced by Terry Melcher and Bruce Johnston. Now this was a couple of years before Bruce joined the Beach Boys, and you can hear their vocals on here as well. From 1963 on Columbia Records, it's The Ripcords and The Queen on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
Jackie thinks that she's a queen. so she treats everybody mean. But I'm gonna knock her off her throne. She'll try to break your heart, tear it all apart, as she drives a new stingray, yeah, to school every day.
She's a queen.
The guys all cut around, but soon she'll put them down. She's a queen.
She's a queen. Here comes the queen.
And she'll say she's true to you, but she'll go out with someone new. She's a queen.
She's a queen.
And when she says she'll settle down, it means she's gonna run around. She's a queen.
She's a queen. Here comes the queen.
Yours today, but I know she'll run away. She's a queen.
She's a queen.
Yeah, and when she turns to go, then I'll say I told you so. She's a queen.
She's a queen. There goes the queen.
Queen. So keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the
queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Keep away from the queen.
Boards get you rocky, sand is on my Woody is ready to go. I got a big gun board, I wanna see how she handles when we make it to the DJ slow. We're gonna shoot the girl and walk the nose. You laugh at the Grammys trying to hang five toes, so
wax up your boards.
Ooh,
wax up your boards.
Just
wax up your boards.
Ooh.
From New Haven, Connecticut, the Button Downs from their Top of the Pops project and the tune Endless Summer. Before that, Wax Up Your Board by the Fantastic Baggies from their 1964 album on Imperial Records, Tell 'em I'm Surfin'. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. We love to hear from you and we love to play your requests. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.